happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to you. A happy birthday, dear. Dear me, what's his name?
Jumbo Junior.
Oh, Jumbo Junior, huh? Jumbo Junior.
That's the voice of Sterling Holloway, who later would play Winnie the Pooh, here as the stork who's delivering a baby bundle of joy to Mrs. Jumbo on the circus train. Today's the birthday of Walt Disney's Dumbo, which had its premiere in 1941. Along with Snow White, Pinocchio, and Fantasia, this is one of Disney's masterpieces, a film so beautifully drawn and realized, despite the fact that it was completed during the famous strike at the Disney studios that cost them some of their best animators, that it truly can't be compared aesthetically to the sharp-elbowed animation of all the films that would follow. So it isn't surprising that Dumbo would be a source of visual inspiration for a number of artists who would later do their own books for children, among them Bill Peet and Martin Provenson, who both worked on the film, and Dr. Seuss, who didn't, but who could have drawn the pink elephants on parade sequence with its surreal forms and wild colors. Dumbo is one of those unique fables of the American experience, one of our primary ugly duckling stories. It's about the good-natured, innocent newcomer who endures ridicule and ostracism and who manages, with a little help from a plucky friend, Timothy J. Mouse, and some magic from a group of good-hearted crows who know something about psychology, to turn what seems to be a handicap into a triumph. It's one of our culture's basic myths. Believe in yourself, don't give up, and one fine day you'll be front page famous. Dumbo is not, however, without its controversies, which is why it's treated more gingerly than the other Disney milestones. There is the problem of the racial stereotyping of the crows, though they are sympathetic characters and, in the scheme of the movie, they're among Dumbo's real friends and helpers. And there is the matter of Dumbo's ears, a physical deformity that some believe the Disney folks have exploited and then glossed over. But take a look at the movie and judge for yourself to see if it can jettison these weights, lift itself above disbelief and contemporary criticism, and still fly.